Agriculture has increasingly relied more and more on automation to improve safety, production, and quality. Regardless of that final product, many growers, processors, and even transporters use automated equipment or rely on the support of utility systems. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Vinny Endres is the president of Bitmast Automation and uses his personal farm experience to help farmers of all sizes reach their goals with automation.
Systems integration is the field we're in, which is customized automation that's really adapted to what the specific customer needs instead of a one-size-fits-all. So we use industrial hardware that allows us to program it and create the field devices that create a solution the customer needs for whatever their goal may be.
So take me through that process. How do you tailor then those solutions to really meet the unique needs or challenges of agriculture?
Right. So the biggest challenge we see in ag for selling our services is really the customer knowing what they need. So it all starts just get a site visit and walk through with them and point out some areas. Being from a farm, kind of have an idea of where those pain points are on a lot of dairies and grain operations. And so walking around, pointing some things out, pick off the low-hanging fruit first, you know, monitor levels, automate some process someone is in charge of so that it gets done repeatedly and easily. And towards the end of all this, we can kind of wrap it into more of a holistic approach. Using the power of the cloud and stuff, everything can be from the phone and kind of give people the tools they really need.
So from your perspective of your consumers, what are some of the more common ones they're requesting you to kind of help build and automate for them?
Yeah, the biggest one in the past year has been level sensing. So there's been some progresses in the level sensing industry over the years, going from some less reliable or more problematic technologies like lasers and ultrasound up to radars. And that allows people to know what is in my collection pits or grain inventories, and then we can tie that into automated sequencing. I need pumps to run at this level or that level. I need the grain system to shut off when this bin gets here, fill it to there so they don't have to stand around and babysit it all day, or even, you know, remember to log in and shut it down remotely. When we have those level features, we can do that automatically.
So are you kind of a one-size-fits-all? You can kind of do all automation on a farm depending on what they're asking for, or what is your specialty? Kind of take me through that.
Right, so it is customizable, and there's really no limit to what can be done. It's a lot of it is budget and feasibility. But these days, with the power of industrial networks, we're able to run everything over Ethernet. So if you have a large operation, we can still network different nodes and do things in a staged approach. There's not much of a limit. There is on the lower end, you know, there it's industrial hardware, so it is expensive, and so some things aren't worth it. And we're usually pretty upfront and honest about that, like, hey, this isn't worth sticking the investment of this in. But some of the hardware that we are using is pretty cost conscious, and the softwares we use allow us to be a little more efficient. So it really is kind of a one size fits all. And we do emphasize trying to integrate with a solution that's already existing. You know, Bowmatic already makes a milking parlor. Lele makes a milking robot. So we're more, well, let's interface with them to make everything work nice, not reinvent what's already been refined.
Can you take me through maybe success stories or recent ones that you've done or anything like that, case studies to show kind of just how much this helps improve farmers' bottom line and just their overall operation?
Yeah, so a big one has been everyone on the dairy now wants to do their own fine ground corn. But it's a slow process, and it requires some sort of babysitting. So what we're able to do is automate that so that the mill can run on its own. We monitor the currents, the amperage draw of all the rolls, and they're able to set a bunch of different limits in there so that things run within their optimized window. And in one case, he sets his bin to 85% full. He knows there's 20,000 pounds in that overhead bin. It's at a remote site when he comes to get it for feeding cows. So the system starts up, it grabs grain from whatever bin he tells it to grab it from, and it runs until that bin's at that level and it shuts down. If anything were to happen through that whole process, all of those different components are interlocked so that an auger can't shut down and have grain still being forced into it and plug everything. It will shut down in a proper sequence, send them a notification that it did shut down so they can come and fix it. That's a big success story we see through dairy, is really that hands-off approach and only contact me if something's wrong.
So what advice do you have in encouraging people to look into automation?
Yeah, I think there's a big trust thing of letting a computer do it, and rightfully so. Some have been, you know, kind of burned in the past when automation was trying to get its foot in. You know, it had some teething issues. And truly, a lot of that issue came down to the industrial hardware that was reliable was just cost prohibitive. So now that we've come down to that level, we've on certain applications, especially in the fresh produce industry, we've taken a little bit more of a staged approach. We get the operators and the owners a little bit involved with a little bit of buy-in on it. We get their opinion and get them comfortable with it and then start to add features from there. It's really about we get the hardware in place. We can stage the programming to allow them a little bit of control or as much. But really what we found is once we get a little bit in and they get a little bit of trust in the systems, that starts the ball rolling and it's off to the races from there.
So with that then, how do you address concerns about data security, you know, privacy? That's usually what goes through farmers' minds next.
Right, that is. So there's, with the remote access, that opens you up to the internet, which is a catch, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Everyone wants remote access, everyone wants the cloud data, but you do want it secure. So we keep our networks isolated from the farm's network. That way we don't have to worry about any issues there. Ours sit behind what's called a secure remote access device, a VPN, and that is updated with security patches constantly. And so what that allows us to do is, one, remote troubleshooting of the software if needed. So if you have a downtime issue, we don't have to be on site. We can just log in and look at it. And then that allows you a way to, you know, remotely view those screens if you want to, with varying levels of protection. And as an added security feature, there is a input into those that you can enable locally, and it will kill the internet connection so that, you know, even we don't have access to it if needed.
That was Vinny Endres, president of Bitmast Automation. He added that farmers, crops, and cows don't stop, and neither does he. System uptime is crucial, and he knows just what it takes to keep things moving to help farmers of all sizes. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.